Yo, what's up, fellas? Welcome back to another episode of the Josh A Podcast. I'm sorry I missed last week's episode. Honestly, the reason why is because what we're talking about today, I wanted to talk about it so bad that I just couldn't think of anything else to like talk about for another episode. So I just delayed it. I wanted to wait until this one. So the big announcement that you know, I've been kind of hanging over your heads the past few weeks with this podcast is I'm going on tour. After 3 years, I'm going on tour. And as a reward for you guys supporting the podcast, supporting the music, I'm going to let you guys cop some tickets early. So the tickets go on sale Friday, but tomorrow at 10 a.m., if you guys use the code LONELYVIBES, all one word, you can actually get access to buy the tickets before everybody else. And the place to buy the tickets is going to be joshay.com, which is like my typical merch spot and everything. So yeah, just remember, Tuesday, 10 a.m., use the code LONELYVIBES, and you can get in before everybody else, before all the plebs who don't listen to the Josh A podcast. The non-Chads out there who don't listen to my podcast. And it's crazy because who knew that listening to me ramble would actually pay off? So yeah, I'm going on tour, man. And this has been killing me the past few months because I've been like sitting here trying to contain the secret intel and stuff. I feel like that meme picture of the kid with the veins popping out of his head, just like struggling to talk about anything but the tour. But yeah, the cat's out of the bag. Now I can finally, you know, talk about it and stuff. And I'm really stoked, dude. We got a lot of shows lined up, and there's so much music too that I haven't been able to perform live. Like literally, you know, 2.5 to 3 years worth of music that I haven't performed. It's the Disgrace album, the You're Not Alone album, the Lonely Vibes album, and the Deluxe. And then, you know, who knows if I drop anything like before the tour? Who knows? And initially, I wasn't ever planning on touring again. Like I got done with the ones that I did in 2019, and I was like, yeah, I think that's enough. And then COVID happened, and then it just took that completely off the table. And throughout the whole duration of COVID, you know, I've changed a lot as a person. I have a different idea of what I want to do with the music and how I want to spread it. And I just think it would be awesome to go on the road and interact with you guys and meet you and stuff and you know, put faces to the fans and everything, because this whole time it's just been on the internet. So it would be awesome to actually go and see everybody in person and stuff. I feel like it would be a cool moment. And I'm sure there's new people who have discovered the music like after 2019, like after I stopped touring. So there's probably a bunch of new people who want to check it out for the first time. It's been pretty exciting, man, just like putting together the set list and everything. And I am going to be rehearsing as well, so that way I don't look like an idiot on stage. But yeah, I mean, I really hope you guys come out, because I think it's going to be a great time. And one thing that I really hope this turns into is sort of a place for the fans to meet each other and make new friends, you know, just become a part of the community. Because I'm sure that there's a lot of like-minded individuals, because I tout the whole loner gang thing and the whole thing with like being alone and not having a lot of friends. Hopefully this could be a place for people who, you know, don't have people around them or don't have friends who have the same interests. This could be a place where you guys can meet up and just like have a respectful, safe environment for everybody to chill and hang out. I also got Justin Stone as the official opener for the tour. He's going to be at every show. He's going to be riding with me on the road. And he's a cool dude, man. I've talked to him a few times about, you know, music and the tour as well. And I think he's somebody that we should welcome into the community, into the fan base. We should welcome him with open arms. And he's definitely somebody that I want to collaborate with, because if you listen through his music, he's got some really good stuff, especially his recent stuff. He's been killing it. You'll most likely hear us on a song at some point, because I love his stuff, and I'm sure, you know, we could make something sick. And one last thing about the tour before I get into the rest of the episode. One thing that I just sort of want to make clear. I feel like it goes without saying, but I know there might be some people who might be confused or something, but I want to make it clear this is a solo tour. It's Josh A. solo songs. I'm here doing my music, you know. So like, if you come in expecting it to be all Double J stuff, I'm sorry, that's not what we're doing. Just listen through my solo albums. I got 13 solo albums, man. There's a lot of music to explore, and as long as you guys understand and respect that, then we're good. We're gonna have a good ass time. I tell you what. So aside from all the tour stuff, what have I been up to? I said in the last episode that I was gonna go on vacation, and clearly that hasn't happened yet. So I was about to go, but then setting up all the tour announcement stuff, I needed to be at home at my home base to make sure that that's all ready to go. But now that the cat's out of the bag, I'm getting ready to like dip. I think it's gonna be next week or the week after. I'll be off in some unnamed location. I'll probably make an episode at that location for like a vacation episode. You know, I've also been writing a lot of music lately. I don't know why. I initially stopped. I made a ton of songs just over the past few months, and I wanted to stop to allow myself to like take a nice break. And I have been taking a break. I have been, you know, just going for walks or just sitting in the sun and all that. But it turns out living your life is actually pretty inspiring. So I started writing more stuff, and I'm getting kind of excited about the stuff that I've been writing. Like I have all the singing stuff and all that, like that's good for days, but I wanted to sit down and start writing some like raps again, writing some bars. And I want to like write bars, not really like flexing bars, but more so just me as a person, what I've been doing with my life and everything, and just talk about me, you know, which I think was something that I did a lot of on albums like You're Not Alone or like Disgrace and stuff. So what I want to do is bring some of that back a little bit, wherever I'm like spitting bars about my life instead of like just singing. And I think the reason why I've been like writing more bars lately is because I've been listening to a lot of J. Cole, like the Off-Season album. That album is so sick. Not only just with like vibing to the songs and everything, or just like listening for enjoyment, but like if you read through his lyrics, he's got some crazy bars, and like that's something that gets me motivated as an artist. It makes me want to like try to write at that level. You know, like maybe I'm not there currently, but like one day I wanna be writing some mind blowing bars. Like whenever you read it, you're just like, oh my god. And I think another reason why I've been writing bars too is that that new Kendrick album is coming out, man. I'm chomping at the bits for that thing to come out. Like, I don't know what that album is gonna be about. The whole name of it, it's like Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. I don't know what the hell that means or what it's gonna be about, but it sounds cool as hell. And I mean, every single project that Kendrick has dropped has been like god tier, so I'm really excited to listen to that album. It comes out in like a week and a half, I think, or like it's like May 13th. So yeah, I'm stoked on that album, and I'm definitely gonna talk about it. Maybe what I could do, I don't know the like logistics of this, but it would be kind of cool to do like a stream where I'm like live reacting with you guys. That could be kind of cool. I might be on vacation when it drops though, so like I mean, if I can do that, that'd be cool, but I wouldn't hold me to it, you know. It most likely what'll happen is I'll be on vacation and I'll be enjoying myself, and I'll just want to take a hike and listen to it, or just sit out by the beach and listen to it or something. Aside from that, what's going on in the news? Yeah, I mean, I would be lying if I said that there wasn't a lot going on in the news these days. You know, there's the Elon Musk thing that's been happening. You know, apparently Elon Musk is he owns Twitter now, but like, I don't know. I feel like I'm the only person who like doesn't care about it, because it to me it's just a billionaire doing billionaire things, and it doesn't concern me. You know, like, I know that he's like very hard on free speech and stuff, which is cool. But for the most part, it's just as long as I can get my memes then I'm fine. I if it doesn't affect me obtaining memes and posting memes, then it doesn't concern me. Another happening wherever I find myself asking why people care is the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing. There's that whole thing going on. Like, I don't really want to get into it too much because, you know, I am an idiot and I don't really keep up with that like celebrity stuff. I don't know like all the logistics of the case and everything or why it's even televised in the first place. But the there was one thing that I saw in it that made me like lose my shit. No pun intended with Amber Heard, but yeah, it was that. Like, apparently, if you live under a rock, in the case for the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard thing, she apparently she shit in Johnny Depp's bed, and there was no context behind it. There's no reason why she did it. She just pooped in his bed and blamed it on the dogs. And Johnny Depp like he was saying that it was impossible for it to be the dogs because the turd was bigger than the dogs. And that's just amazing. And the great thing about this, it's not only that, but I just scrolling through Twitter on it, and apparently after that happened, people made a cryptocurrency called Amber Turd, and it's like it's actually valuable. it's insane. But yeah, another thing that I wanted to talk about. I should have put this at the beginning, but screw it. So I wanted to give a shout out to Dan, my graphic designer, my guy. With the tour flyer, he painted that, and that thing's crazy. Like you see that painting. And another thing too, he also designed this podcast art, which I'm really stoked on. So like I have like a legitimate podcast cover art for it, you know, like as opposed to just using a screenshot of the like animated art that I've been using. I feel like this is way cooler, you know. And he's doing this in between, you know, working on single covers, album covers, stuff like that. Like, I got this guy working around the clock, so I just wanted to give a little shout out to him. You can follow him on Twitter at DannerMonk, and I think he would probably be gracious to receive some, you know, love and support for providing the visual aspect of my music and everything. So shout out to him, and yeah, I just wanted to give him some props. And I also wanted to explain the podcast cover as well. So like, this encompasses all things me, basically. So like, first and foremost is me front and center. That's like an anime me. And then on the upper left, you have the Disgrace Josh. And then on the right, you have Little Revive. On the bottom left, you have the cowboy version of me, which is like, that picture of me in the cowboy hat is basically like, I just consider that a meme at this point. So like, I wanted to include that and like have some cowboy stuff in there. And then on the bottom right, you also have me as a Jedi, and and that's just because I'm a massive Star Wars nerd, man. And like, all I can say is just wait until the Obi-Wan show comes out, because we're gonna be nerding over that hardcore, and any like new Star Wars stuff, I'm gonna be nerding out over on this podcast. So that's like what I'm alluding to with it. And I'm just in love with this cover. I think it's sick, and Dan, he killed it. He did it in like a few days. So again, shout out Dan. He's the GOAT whenever it comes to art. Like, it's crazy. All right, so with all that stuff out of the way, it's time to move on to the Q&A, and then we're gonna close out the podcast. So the first question is from Fortnite Player Pro. It's a legendary name. Question, when is the next tour? Now, see, I just included this because I thought it was funny, and also because I've gotten so many of these, like this exact question, and I haven't been able to answer it, so now I can finally answer it, which is, it's you know, end of June, July, and August, so get your tickets. All right, and then the next question comes from Little Braille. Josh, is that you playing Fortnite? And yes, I am ashamed to admit that that I am a Fortnite gamer. You know, it's not something that I'm proud of, but it's just something that I have to live with. It's like a condition that I play Fortnite and I enjoy Fortnite. You know. Oh, also, I lost my Fortnite creator code for some reason. Like, I checked the I went to log in to like check the account and they closed it. I don't know if it's because I'm not like a Fortnite content creator, but man, I'm pissed. Like, like that was so cool to have a Fortnite code, and then they just ripped it from my hands. it just ruined my day. All right, and this next question is comes from, dude, I'm loving these names, man. Bring back Mob of the Dead, and I agree. Even after that piss poor remake of Mob of the Dead that Call of Duty released, we need a proper remake. Honestly, we need a remaster of Black Ops 2. That's what I would say. All right, anyways, so this question, I really like this question. It's hey Josh, when do you think it was that you really found your sound? Been listening since Noshima, and I've loved every development since. Thank you, man. I appreciate that you've been here since Noshima, and you like the like direction that I've taken things since then, because I've gone through a lot of changes and stuff, and like not everybody's been happy about me switching up my sound and stuff, but I'm glad some people enjoy it. Yeah. So when was it that I found my sound? I don't know, man. It what I would say is it's got to be around the time that I made Blessed 2, because that was whenever I really got into the swing of making music. That was like, I knew what I wanted to say. I knew how to make, like, I understood my workflow in a good way. And that was like, I don't know, probably like one of the like happier times of my life, even though like my life wasn't great back then, but it was still that like constant grinding for like getting success and achieving my goals. It was like, I remember the night I finished Blessed 2, and I it was like 5 a.m. or it might have been like 5 or 6 a.m. but I remember the sun was coming up. I went out and drove in my shitty Honda Civic, and I was I put on the whole album, listened to it, and I just drove aimlessly until the album was finished. And that was like, I think that moment was my realization that I finally was onto something in a way. And like, I mean, Blessed 2, looking back on it compared to where I'm at now as an artist and stuff, it's like, it's very, you know, starting out, you know, it's very like mildly amateurish, just because I was still developing and everything. But yeah, I think Blessed 2 was around the time that I really figured out what I wanted to do and all that. Even with Szechuan sauce, man. Even with that, even with the cringe of Szechuan sauce. But like, but yeah, I think like since then, I mean, my sound is always developing and stuff, and like I'm always, I'm always like on the search to find my sound. I feel like I feel like I'm never gonna be satisfied with my sound. So like, yeah, I mean, if I made a sound, you know, and I just stuck with that forever, then I think there would be a problem. But yeah, my main thing is just continuing and keeping the momentum up, trying to make the music as good as possible, while also just trying new things that I've always wanted to try, basically. And I mean, you're gonna hear that with every new album that I drop. It's gonna sound different than the last one, you know, because You're Not Alone sounds distinctively different than Lonely Vibes and stuff. And even like before You're Not Alone, Disgrace sounded way different, and that's just how it is. Like, that's my goal. If every album sounds the same, then I don't really want to, you know, create music like that. All right, the next question is from Aaron. I don't know how to say your last name. I mean, it's probably really simple to say, but I'm not even gonna attempt it. Question: in the song Empty Bottles, are you talking about an actual person? And yeah, I talked about. It was kind of a mixture of two people. So, whenever I was in elementary school, I had a friend that I rode the bus with and went to school with, and he unfortunately passed away like that same year that I was in elementary school, and that was like a harsh sort of like awakening of or like understanding of reality at the time, because it's like you know, when you're a kid you don't really think about death and all that, and then it's just brought right, you know, complete front and center and all that. So yeah, it was that, and then also my grandma who passed away in like 2015, and like I basically just wanted to do a song that was kind of a tribute to like the people in my life who have died untimely and everything, and I guess just with the whole point of the song, it's just about coping, or like using unhealthy coping mechanisms to try to deal with the loss of a loved one. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. I think a lot of people, you know, whenever they lose somebody, even if they just lose somebody like with the relationship or whatever, even if the person doesn't die, it can be tough. And that's something that, yeah, I definitely want to revisit that theme though, because you know, I've dealt with a lot of loss since then, and it would be a cool thing to talk about. I think you just gave me a song idea, brother. All right, so this next question, I just thought it would be funny to talk about, but this is from Slayer Mations. Question: what do you tell your barber? Your hair looks sick, dude. Okay. So here's my haircut, or like my hair care regimen, right? So I go to the barber. I actually go to a salon. I can't even lie to you. I can't even front and say I go to a barber. I am not that masculine. I go to a salon, and I'm like just do what you think works the best. Just make it short, and then I don't do anything with it for like 6 to 7 months. I just let it grow out. So like start from, you know, some basic ass cut, and then I just let it grow out, because I hate getting my hair cut. That is like, I don't know. I have some weird aversion to getting my hair cut. I think it's mostly because of the awkward like small talk that you have to make with the barber or with the stylist or whatever. It's just like, I don't know. I hate the conversations because it's always the same thing. It's like, so are you in school or, and then it's like, so what do you do for work? And then I have to explain awkwardly that I'm a rapper. So. Yeah, I just hate getting my hair cut. I'll have to find like a proper barber, like one that I could just call to my house and just not even talk, you know. But I feel like that's even weirder. Is like not even talking during your cut. You know, you just go sit in the chair and then you're just silent, and the person's like so you having a good day? And you're just like, yes. All right, so this is going to be the last question that I answer for this episode. Really liking the podcast and Music Bro. A question for the podcast: what program do you mainly use for creating music? So the program has really never changed this whole time. I use FL Studio to make the beats, and then I use Logic to record the vocals. And Logic, the only reason I use it is because I don't know how to record in FL Studio. I am literally like a very successful musician, and I still don't know how to use the function to record in FL Studio. But you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But yeah, that's like my main setup. And then whenever I go to the studio and work, I use Pro Tools with Andrew Wade. He like mans the station and he does everything, and I just sit there awkwardly and I'm like, maybe turn the snare up. But yeah, that's pretty much the way how I produce. Like, nothing's really changed like in how I produce it. All of it's the same setup, you know. I basically just either like compose like melody, or I find a cool sample, and then I sit and add drums to it, and I love to like sit and tinker with it. It's like the way how I look at it is kind of like a mechanic who's like, you know, who has a car that's like his main project for months on end, you know. That's how I like to produce. Wherever I'm just like, I start out with like a 30-second loop of a beat, and then I listen to that for a while, and then I just keep adding to it slowly and slowly and slowly. Sometimes I can whip out a beat in like 20 minutes and have it full and like full ready to go. Like Revenge was a good example of that. I made that beat in probably an hour tops. Like a lot of the big songs or like the songs that have been the most successful are usually the ones that take me the shortest amount of time to make. I think my like favorite method of producing was mostly on the You're Not Alone days. Whenever I was producing for that, it was like I had a string VST and I would sit and all the strings you hear on You're Not Alone were composed by me. Like I sat and wrote those chords and everything, and then I me and Andrew we sent them off to a string player, and then they like sent it back. So like it starts out with just really shitty MIDI piano, you know, keys like laying out the like chords and stuff for the strings, and then it gets played by a real player later on. But that's something that I always took pride in, was writing those strings, and I definitely want to revisit that sound in the future, maybe for a future project or something. All right, fellas, so I think that's going to do it. You know, I think I've rambled on long enough. You've probably heard enough stutters for the rest of your life at this point. but yeah, so I hope you enjoyed the episode. I will show this one more time before the episode ends. I just want to say, you know, get some tickets to the tour. Come out. Come support your boy. It would be awesome to see you guys and to be able to, all of us together, just a bunch of awkward kids just jumping up and down to a song. It sounds like a great time. Let's do it. All right. Anyways, I'll see you guys in the next one. Use that code Lonely Vibes, you know, get in on that pre-sale action. I'd appreciate it. All right, fellas, I'll see you in the next one.